This is Scott Becker, and I'm joined today by Mark Pesokovich on our Business of Pot podcast, Business of Cannabis. Mark is a brilliant thought leader in cannabis space. We're going to talk to Mark today about the issue of, you know, can employers still fire you if they drug test you and find that you have pot in your system? We might also, if Mark is open to it, talk to him for a moment about legalized psychedelics and the movement in that world. Mark, can you take a moment to introduce yourself again, and I'll tee you up with the questions.
Wonderful. Well, hello, Scott. I am a lobbyist and consultant. I work on cannabis issues, and I'm based in Illinois, and I'm glad to be with you today.
Mark, just to give you a quick 10-second commercial, where can people reach you if they need you for lobbying, consulting, thinking, et cetera?
Sure. Mark at mbmadvantage.com. So Mark, MBM is Mark, Bob, Mark, advantage.com. Or just Google me. There are not too many people with that last name. I'll pop up.
Fantastic. So tell us, now that, you know, marijuana, cannabis is largely legal throughout the country, can you still fire somebody if they fail a drug test for marijuana? How does that work? Any thoughts on that? Then I want to talk to you about a couple states legalized or decriminalized psychedelics, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, an employer can still drug test you, and an employer can still fire you for showing positive for cannabis use. It is legal for sale in Illinois, but it is still federally illegal. And so a lot of employers are, those who do business with any kind of unit of government or for insurance purposes, et cetera, a lot of employers still are sort of forced to, for business reasons, to drug test their employees and or to at least enforce drug-free workplace laws. So when the law was being passed in Illinois, legislators kind of, that was a major concern, as was the concern of being able to keep a cannabis establishment out of a town. So the legislature very purposefully said, this being legal does not mean anything. Employers are still in control of your employment criteria. And they also said, and yes, towns can keep cannabis businesses out if they want to. And that was sort of at the time when the legislation was being debated, that, you know, we say put some votes on the legislation. Those were important sticking points for some pro-business folks.
Got it. Thank you. And let me ask you another question. This is in a couple places, they've decriminalized and starting to hear about psychedelics and psychedelic funds. Any thoughts on this? And this is a trend that you're following.
Absolutely. It's the wave of the future. And it really is. And look, this is nothing new. A lot of this stuff has sort of developed or devolved, I should say, into myths. But, you know, there were actually experiments that the federal government has conducted on, you know, implications of the use of psychedelics on the brain. And there's been lots of subsequent research. And I think overall, it all points to one thing. There are psychedelics, if used appropriately, that can sort of take you into a different kind of a headspace where professionals can work with you and you can work with yourself to become healthier, more stable, more happy. You know, I don't know, but and I certainly don't want to characterize it, but I still have friends who say when they use psychedelics in college, those were quote unquote life-changing experiences. And, you know, there's got to be something to it. I think that natural medicine is the wave of the future. Most of the drugs found now are sourced originally from compounds in nature. And I think this just takes it to the next more direct level.
And what about with this election, you know, a Joe Biden presidency, will we see banking loosen up from marijuana and cannabis and so forth? Will that become a lot easier to process and manage? So it really seems like a debacle currently with having to be an all-cash business. Seems like anachronistic.
Yeah, it will certainly be much easier to do business as a cannabis entity once it becomes allowed at the federal level. The main issue is obviously, when the money is sitting at your place, it's sort of sitting. As soon as you move it, as I like to describe to my clients, all the pipes through which the money moves are federal territory. As soon as you try to move money, that is technically federally illegal. So I can find most of my clients' banks. There are banks that have come out and said, hey, we will take on cannabis clients. They certainly pay good fees to get banking services. But the next most difficult thing, as you said, isn't necessarily to get them banked, but it's actually for the convenience of customers and patients to be able to access this without having to walk around with wads of cash. It's just not something we do anymore. And by the way, cash is dirty. Some businesses don't even want cash. They want, at the age of COVID, just credit cards. So ultimately, banking will be a great plus, and I anticipate that one way or another, within the next couple of years, customers will be able to use credit cards.
Thank you. Anything else, Mark? We've talked about, can employers still outlaw, not let employees smoke pot and drug test them? We've talked about the rise of psychedelics, and we're starting to see psychedelic funds and so forth trying to invest in psychedelics. We've also talked about, will the Biden presidency mean allowing credit cards and banking and normal banking in the cannabis industry? Anything else you wanted to touch on today, Mark?
I think just one thing very quickly, and you alluded it when you mentioned the Biden's presidency. It was not an original thought, and I was one of many people who said it on social media. But one of the things that I said on social media after the election, that marijuana, cannabis, was a clear and convincing winner throughout the country, as well as locally in Illinois. A number of states, major states, Arizona, New Jersey, even North Dakota, made cannabis legal. Others enacted medical programs. And the wave is just sweeping the country. I think that this ought to put a few additional zeros on some of the valuations of the cannabis stocks. And that's frankly even more important than what happened with the presidential election. These are honest to goodness new markets for them to tap into.
Well, and it's funny you mention it, because people were expecting a big, big blue wave. Some people wanted a red wave, and what you really have is a green wave.
That's exactly right. But if you want consensus on an issue, the green wave is one of the few things that I think people on both sides of the spectrum can agree on. It's certainly much less controversial than the Green New Deal will be in terms of legislation.
And let me ask you a question. When President Obama, famously a few years ago, had this situation where he sat down with a few people in Massachusetts over some race issues, and they called it a teachable moment, and they sat down, with a beer with some people that were not fans of President Obama and vice versa, did this teachable moment where they sat down with drinks. Do you think there's a time in our future when a president will sit down with another leader or someone who he wants to break bread with, and they will smoke pot together as a way of breaking the bread?
I'm sure it will happen. And you know what? I think there are lots of important people who have inhaled and will continue to inhale. And look, there's where do you think the concept of passing the peace pipe comes from? So I think we'll get back to that. I think that ultimately, wouldn't be a bad idea if everybody, popped in an edible right now and let a few days pass and take deep breaths and let's see what happens.
It sure seems like that would be a winning strategy at the current moment, wouldn't it? Just to have everybody relax a little bit.
That's right. That's right.
Mark, it is always a pleasure to visit with you. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Business Cannabis, Business of Pot. Just a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on.